The budget amendment, which has Governor McCrory's outspoken support, still needs Senate approval. Dr. Ernie Ward, the Ocean Isle Beach veterinarian and Democratic challenger to Brunswick County's Republican Senator Bill Rabin, announced his bid to run specifically because of Rabin's opposition to last year's puppy mill legislation. Ward calls this year's version a compromise bill.
This is one other tactic that the House and Governor McCrory are using to force the Senate to confront commercial dog breeding and puppy mills in our state. And it's just asking that these dogs have the most elemental care. This isn't asking for a lot, it's just asking for what is right.
Fellow veterinarian Senator Rabin, however, says all matters related to animal welfare should remain under the domain of the Department of Agriculture, as they have the most expertise and experience.
Do you think alcohol, tobacco, and firearms should be transferred to ag? Would that be a prudent move? The best use and the best source and the most knowledge is where we should keep everything. I think that's in the best interest of public health. I think it's in the best, absolutely in the best interest of animal welfare in this state. And that's what it's all about.
Senator Rabin says he doesn't know yet which way he would vote on this particular amendment. Members from the Senate and House will soon meet in committee to craft a compromise budget. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.